Beans, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabo Radio! Tonight, Teddy introduces Back to School Specials with prize giveaways. Also on the show, Newbie Newbinson and the Boomsday Alliance. As always, upcoming events, I'm E-Rock, and now, here's Teddy!
Thank you very much. Ow! So many of you here tonight listening to this show. So many on the first day of school. Wow, what a time. You smell the knowledge in the air. Oh, it's delicious. All right, settle down. Here we go. Into the show here. It's Tuesday night at 11. This is the first sort of normal show we've had in a little bit of time. For a couple weeks, E-Rock was rocking the chair here, and then last week I rocked the chair by myself. But finally, first day of school, back together again. Teddy and E-Rock.
Yeah, we're back in the studio.
Back in CITR land.
That was a little weird couple of weeks. I think it was the summer and just, you know, we're busy. I had a golf tournament I went to.
I did a musical.
I mean,
it was all over the place.
But, you know, we kept it going and we...
it's September. Back to school. This is easily, I think, not for the back to school reason, but just this time of year, I think, is my favorite time of year. Mm. I like the cool Christmas in the air, you know?
I like the pretty girls.
The pretty girls going back to school. It's like their first time doing all sorts of things, like first time going back to school, first time going to school, first time getting out of their house.
Getting away from Ma and Pa.
Exactly.
Time to do some naughty things,
well,
children.
For some of them. Mm. Ma and Pa send them away.
It's true. They don't really get away from Mom and Pa until they pay them back, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's such a fun time. Even the campus today, we've been doing the show since April. So we kind of came in here on Cab Radio at the very tail end of school. There was a few things open. People were doing exams. And then there was sort of nothing. I mean, we've been on this sort of dead camp. And already tonight, I don't know if you noticed walking in today. There was a lot of drunk people on the first day of school. But, you know, just sort of the energy is there again.
Yeah, the bustle going on out there. And
exactly. Everything's just going crazy.
Heard a lot of people screaming.
Yeah.
Just
I saw some capes.
Capes. I did see that.
The celebratory big capes.
Which I believe it had an E on that, which I'm not sure. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say they were celebrating E-Rock coming back to the radio.
I think that's what it must have been. They were heading home to turn on Cab Radio, 11 o'clock Tuesday nights on CITR 101.9.
Thank you to all the E-Rock fans out there sporting the capes.
I don't see any TS capes anywhere, so I guess, well.
But it's only the first day back, so you got to give them some time. They're going to, you know, pull out the capes soon enough.
I know.
Don't feel
so sad. But what I wanted to talk about a little bit, do you have any back to school like memories that really like stick out? I know I have one, but that was sort of a real turning point. And I actually, it was in junior high mine. So do you have any like?
Well, would you like to?
No, I'll save it.
You're gonna save it.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot. I don't know.
And see if you can pull something out of your ass here. Pull out a smooth move.
I do remember, I guess going back to school, this might have happened to everybody. This is just a really quick one, but you know, when you'd get the new article of clothing before,
right,
and my mom would always set me, my brother and sister up on the lawn and take our picture with our new article of clothing for the first day back.
Really?
Yeah. It was fun.
That's cute, mom.
That wasn't really my story. I just, I like that one.
But, okay.
No, I moved up to, Smithers and, I went to, it was for grade 8. I was a really small kid, kind of.
Where'd you move from?
Victoria.
Oh, okay.
And moved up there. It was to a new school, new everything, and I kind of showed up, and I was this really scrawny little skinny kid with glasses, and, you know, glasses that were too big for my face, and it was kind of awkward, because when I would go into the classes, the kids would look at me, and a lot of the grade 8s thought I was in grade 7, and it actually took a good 2 weeks of me sitting outside eating my sandwich.
How tiny were you? Because, I mean, grade 7 to grade 8 isn't that big of a jump.
All alone on the stairs, I would spend my days eating, waiting for somebody to come and talk to me. And then finally, Mike came and said hello. And
Mike?
Yeah, he was a guy like, hey, man, I've seen you in a couple of our classes. We thought you were younger, but you want to come hang with us? I'm like, yeah, man.
Did they think you were one of those, like, really super smart?
I don't think so.
Kids who hop, you know, they're 6 years old, they're in grade 7.
I could have looked, I'd say that I looked like that with the size of my glasses. I don't know. But other than that, you know, I don't really have any memory of school.
Yeah, I don't have too many. I have one in particular that was just such a weird moment, partly because, you know, in Victoria, I went to school there as well. They had a thing where they went K to 7, and then they did 8 to 10, and then they did 11, 12. And they've since changed that because they realized that it didn't really create a lot of, like, school environment. But, you know, the change between grade 7 and grade 8, I mean, for 1 year, you get the top of the heap, you know, you're the pinnacle all of a sudden. All that time working so hard.
And then,
very next year, you're the very lowest. And there's a big jump, a big gap between grade 8 and grade 10s. Like, some of the grade 10s, I remember being just huge. Mm. So anyways, the first day of grade 8, a couple weeks earlier, I had been in the local Save-On Foods with my mom, and I saw a contest to enter, and it said, win a limo ride to the first day of school. So I didn't want to enter myself because I was in French immersion, and I was going to a different school where not that many people that I knew from elementary were going to. It was sort of, you know, me and two people that I wasn't necessarily friends with. So I entered my sister's name, who was going to go to the same school as me, but she was in grade 10. So she won. She ended up winning. And then I went with her, which I still to this day, well, I mean, you can't look back and think of mistakes, but I didn't know, like, when I went to elementary school, it just, you sort of went and you ran in. But we showed up in this limo, and everyone was, like, waiting outside the school for the first day. Like, no one wanted to go in before the first bell, just, you know, because then you're in, you know. And I'd never experienced that. Everyone was waiting outside. And then, but my sister's in grade 10, so she's, again, at the top of the pile sort of thing, right? Because it's 8 to 10. And then I'm like the last to get out of the limo, and I just remember there being like 300 people, and still, even a couple years later into grade 10, when I'd meet people sort of thing, they'd say, oh, you're that kid in the limo, and it was like, oh, no. So that was my one sort of, but both of us, we talked earlier, we've never been to university. No. I mean, people might not know that here. You don't have to be in UBC to have a show on CITR.
Whenever
you can
I talk
just come
to people,
and sign up.
They always say, what are you taking up at UBC? I said, the sites.
Yeah, in case you're ever wondering or interested in getting a show on CITR or any sort of university, a lot of the times you don't have to be. You just have to sign up as a member, and you can take their programs. And if you have a show that you think is worthwhile or, you know, original that maybe they don't have in their programming, it's a great place to get your ideas across. So, you know, you can look them up at CITR.ca, find out how you can become a member. You can also support the station, which is also always a good idea, because stations like these survive on, you know, a lot of money from loyal listeners. So check out CITR.ca. This is Cabaret with Teddy Smooth. We're here in our back-to-school special. And as E-Rock mentioned in the intro, there are prizes tonight to give away, including a pass to, what is it to? Burlesque Cardio with Lola Frost. Yes, that is one of the first prizes here. She does a class on Wednesday. It runs all year long. Drop in is $15 usually, but we're going to give you a pass to go to that, so you can check out that on some Wednesday. We also have a pass to go to Burgundy Brix's School of Teas next Wednesday for her Go-Go Essentials class. It's 2 hours. You'll learn how the 1960s style of Go-Go really made you move and got some groovy dance steps, so we're going to give that away. Also, we have two double passes to the Rio Theater to see this Friday's midnight show of The Dark Crystal and Labyrinth. And for the midnight great show, movies. Yeah, The Dark Crystal 2 is also going to be on the original 35mm film.
Nice.
So, and some people are worried that because Disney sort of bought the rights a little while ago and put a bunch of color in, but this is, I'm thinking because it's, they wouldn't have screwed with the print. This is the original print. Nice. That you're going to get all those kind of wacky colors that Jim Henson and those guys put together for The Dark Crystal. So we have some of those.
Great movie if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Great movie. So that's on the show. We also have Newbie Newbinson and the Doom...
Boomsday Alliance.
Oh, jeez, I got it wrong on the first one. It's going to be one of those shows, E-Rock. You might have to take the helm on that.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. Newbie Newbinson and the Boomsday Alliance, they have a show this next Thursday, September 17th, at 10 p.m. at the Backstage Lounge. We're going to be playing some of them. We're going to be talking to the band as well that's coming up in the show. But first, we're going to get into some tunes. And we're also going to give away a prize right now. So if you'd like one of those prizes we've mentioned, try to be a student. I'll take your word for it. Call now, 604-822-2487, and you can have your pick of one of those prizes we just mentioned. So that's 604-822-2487. That's UBCCITR. And we're going to... get into some school day music, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math, you study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell, the cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat, you're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books, keep it the teacher, don't know how mean she looks. Rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot, you gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Sunday.
Monday, happy days.
Tuesday,
Wednesday, happy days.
Thursday,
Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Israeli garage band Monotonix left their home country because they were banned in too many venues. They have set themselves on fire, have stolen drinks from the audience, have crowd-dived, have thrown things at the audience, have had shows broken up by police, have broken bones, and have performed on children's TV shows. Now on September 21st, they'll do all of that and more in Vancouver. The Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Monotonix with The Manipulators and MT40. 10 o'clock at the Biltmore Cabaret on Kingsway. Tickets available now.
Yo, gonna bring back the Check This Out segment right now, because we're talking about school, and one of the prizes we're giving away tonight here on Cab Radio CITR 101.9 FM is the School of Tees.
What some people might... Never mind. I was gonna try and do a segue there, but then you went right into your thing.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, E-Rock.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you can't leave for a week.
Oh, well, you were talking about segues before we came right into it.
Let's try that one. Here we go.
Juicy Score! There's a 10-car pilot.
Yo, check this out.
Yo, check this out. We're going to do a segment here that we haven't done in a while. It's called Check This Out. And since we're talking about school, we're going to talk about Burgundy Bricks' School of Tees, the art of burlesque, striptease, and more. Thursday nights is the Element of Tees plus Pasties 101. That's Tuesday nights. My bad. Thursday nights is the Tees Technique, and there's a performance workshop. And also, as we talked about in one of the prizes, there's also the Wednesday night show, which we're giving away for next week, September 16th, Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's go-go essentials. You'll learn the 1960s style of go-go moves. So we actually gave away one of the prizes already. So I just wanted to say that out of the running for prizes, we gave away the burlesque aerobics with Lola Frost. So that is no longer in the running. So stay tuned for in just a bit how to win another prize. We still have the School of Tees go-go essentials, and we still have not one, but two pairs of tickets to the Rio Theater for this Friday's Dark Crystal and Labyrinth Midnight Show. Now, talking about the School of Tees, E-Rock.
Yes.
Interesting. You've never been to university, right? We talked about this just a little bit before. So,
well, never to university.
College. We've gone to a college. We went to the same acting school. That's the Vancouver Motion Picture School. Was it?
Well,
I guess it got accredited while we were there. So yes, yeah. I guess maybe technically.
Mm. I know I've always been kind of confused about that and whether or not to call it a university or call it a college, or I would never call it a university, but maybe a college.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's considered a college. It's just a private institution.
I guess, yeah.
I don't even know if it's given the definition of college.
Yeah.
So I've never been either. I went to one college class.
Hmm.
And I ended up dropping out.
Good.
So I'm officially a college dropout. I didn't have a computer at that time, and it was a lot of homework. And I had to always go up to Langara, which was a long way away. And then it came down, I had to go do a performance in Victoria. And it was either like stress, and try to work all through the night on this paper, or be really like relaxed and ready to perform and go to the show, so I dropped out that day.
I figured school wasn't my thing.
Yeah, I didn't. I just was doing it because I wanted
school
to get into the course.
School ain't my bag, baby.
But, this is the first day of school. It's an exciting time. We got Newbie Newbinson on the show, and they also brought along the Boomsday Alliance.
They're going to be coming on shortly here.
They're going to play some... Well, they're not going to play. We're going to play off their CD called Newbie Newbinson and the Double Boom Skis. Season 2, Tales from the Galactitour 3091. This is Season 2. I looked at the back of this CD. 25 tracks.
25 tracks. Well worth it.
What the hell?
You know, there's not enough bands to put that many tracks on a record.
I don't get it. Or they say they don't call them tracks. They're... Episodes. Great.
Well, you get so many CDs nowadays that have, 12 songs or something. Is it really worth $20?
Well, that's always sometimes the hard thing about finding music here for Cab Radio After Dark, the part of the show where after Cab Radio's done, we put on a selected CD that will play throughout the night. And tonight's is a sweet one. We got DJ K-Tel's Titty Shaker Tour Volume 1 for this week. So, you know how many tracks are on this CD? 32 awesome swag. So that happens every night after Cab Radio's done. But yeah, you don't see too many CDs with like up in the 25. So that's great. Hopefully they're all good.
Totally.
So we're going to get back into some music here. We're also going to play some station IDs, all that sort of stuff. And we're going to come back, and we have some upcoming events. We have Newbie Newbinson and the Boomsday Alliance. We got some more cool tracks coming your way. So stay tuned for that. And we're going to kick off this set of school-inspired music with Johnny Lang's Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl.
Daddy, I'm a little schoolboy too. Baby, leave you, baby. About to break a day. On account of the way you treat me, I got to stay away. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home with you? Tell your mama and your daddy I'm a little schoolboy too. Come on, pretty baby. Oh, you know I can't.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
Hey, welcome back to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Give us a call, 604-822-2487 to win a prize. That's 604-822-2487. We have two pairs of tickets to the Dark Crystal this Friday at the Rio Theater, as well as one ticket to Go-Go Essentials next Wednesday, September 16th. Learn all about the 1960s style of go-go moves and dance steps with Burgundy Bricks. You can check her out at burgundybricks.com. At 604 UBC CITR. Now I'm back to a little bit of music, and we'll be back with Newbie Newbison and the Boomsday Alliance.
Thank you. Face it, your girlfriend's a bitch. But you can't just tell it to her face, because you're chicken sh**. Now, there's a new way. It's fast, affordable, and best of all, impersonal. It's a text message. Telus presents their new pussy package. For just $12.95 a month, send all the text messages you want. Now you can be a cheap, spineless coward every time. Telus, the future is friendly.
Yes, I like when you can play CanCon and it sounds sweet. That's Colin James with Breaking Up the House from the album. I actually played it last week as part of the Cab Radio After Dark segment, which was Jump, Jive, and Wail, the history of swing. If you haven't checked out that compilation, it's awesome. You gotta check it out. You can check it out on the podcast last week. Just go to CITR.ca. Under the schedules and podcast section, you can find any of our old shows. We're also on iTunes to search CITR-Cab Radio. And you can pick up any of them. We had a Vegas show. We had a comedy show, cabaret show. E-Rock hosted a few shows. And then just last week, we had Franklin T. Schneider with his theater review with the Fringe Festival, which starts tomorrow, which we're going to talk about in the upcoming events section, which is mere moments away. Well, mere minutes, merely.
Seconds.
Seconds. No, not seconds. We're going to be a while because we have... who do we have in studio? Newbie Newbinson and the Boomstay Alliance.
We got a few people in
I know,
studio.
It's a real sausage party in here.
Just a couple.
How you boys doing?
Super good.
Welcome, Newbie Newbinson and the Boomstay Alliance.
Yeah, we're all right. You're pretty wick.
I miss you, Eric Carberry.
All right.
Definitely.
Let's go through. We got Dr. No.
Hey.
We have MD.
Me.
MD Diamond.
Yep.
Zenny D.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah. Uh oh. This is the one I had to say fast.
Chardon.
Nice.
And then C-Mart's in the back there.
Stressmart, we love you.
Yeah. C-Mart, lean up and say something.
C-Mart, sit.
Say something.
They have a show this next Thursday, actually, September 17th, 10 p.m. at the Backstage Lounge.
Yep.
With a few other people. Do you know any of these other bands?
Oh, tons of them. Oh,
how are they?
We handpicked all these bands from the farthest reaches of the universe.
Flags, yep. Pocket Kings, and Peter's a Project.
Pocket Kings' biggest
progress.
I know the Pocket Kings from Victoria. Did a few shows.
Yeah. One of the biggest new hip hop groups out of Victoria. So it'll be a fun time. For
yeah.
Sure.
We're talking about school days here. Did any of you go to university?
Not anymore.
University.
I used art school.
I went to Intergalactic Wick School.
Okay.
Intergalactic Wick.
All right. So a few schools, but mostly the artists, sort of independent way.
I guess so.
You can
say that.
Mostly.
All right. Because we're doing our school special. By the way, we still have some prizes to give away here. We have prize to a Go-Go Essentials class, and we have tickets to The Dark Crystal. Have you guys seen The Dark Crystal? That shit is scary.
I love The Dark Crystal.
Awesome, man.
That movie is...
I have a book of the art of Dark Crystal.
Really?
Really?
Are we allowed to win if we're in studio, though, or does that not count?
Yeah, can we win?
No, unfortunately. We can't do that.
I'll see you guys later.
That's like insider trading.
Adios.
We lost our guest, Teddy. Thanks.
Well, you know.
Jeez.
It's like insider trading. It would bring the whole system down.
Yeah.
Looks like Gelfling.
Hey, where does Newbie Newbinson come from? Like, how did you meet Newbie Newbinson?
How can you come when you were?
Have we even met Newbie Newbinson yet? I don't know. Either way, Newbie Newbinson is an entity of sorts that we stumbled across on our various travels through different galaxies and whatnot.
I actually want 13 words or less.
13 words or less. Boom. Newbie Newbinson is what is. And that's just it. Pure creative soul. Fun love. Boom.
Perfect.
Perfect. 11 or 12. Nice.
That's good skills.
You asked for it. You got it.
I know. That was awesome. I wasn't expecting such a quick response.
He didn't even give you 13.
I can't count.
I didn't go to university.
That's great.
I told you that.
I've heard some of your guys' stuff. You came down when I had the open mic night down there, and I know it was sort of the beginning stages of you guys getting back together and working on it and working on some new things, and some of the songs that I see on the album here you were playing down there, and I can't wait to... I've listened to them a little bit. I can't wait for everybody else to hear them, because... they were quite a bit different on the album than what they were at the open mic.
Exactly.
Playing acoustic guitars and things down there. It's really great. Unfortunately, I don't have that anymore, so I don't get to see you guys. But I've seen that you're playing a whole lot around town.
Is that
town.
A challenge?
That was a challenge.
We need to come back to the speakeasy on Davey. Play a show.
Let's reopen
Cranberry
the music
again.
Night, man.
But yeah. you guys have been playing a lot of shows now, and they're getting your name out there.
About five or six now, or
so. Yeah, one on to six.
Yeah, that's great. And how many of you are in the group?
Oh man!
Is this it?
No. This is a small piece of the pie. Mm. It's an epic expansion of peoples.
Yeah.
So that have a lot of different varieties to add to our eclectic kind of mix.
Is it an ever evolving mix?
Always.
Such as like the Brooklyn social scene, sort of that style where people come and go and do their own projects. And
yeah, totally. Someone can even just come in for one song, like especially Carberry here too.
Which we've talked about. We
got to get him on a song someday. That'd be fun.
Well, I'm glad we got you out here because now we're back in touch.
Definitely. And we've always been, you're on my fridge.
That means so much. You have no idea.
You're on the season 3 plot.
Yeah, so. Zenny D has a fridge covered in post-it notes which map partial storylines coming up. This is secret information you're getting here. It's actually quite the work of art, speaking of art.
Yeah. Put your names on there.
And big Carberry.
Fluorescent green post-it note.
Excellent.
That's how you know what's important by priority of the neon green.
Well, E-Rock talked about not being able to wait to hear the music on this CD. Oh, so let's get to a song, and then we'll come back and chat some more.
Sure.
So we're going to start off with number 12, which is the LCD versus Plasma TV.
Oh, nice.
This is a song for anyone who has ever wanted to buy a TV.
I've always wanted to buy a TV. I just can't think of what.
Within this song.
This song goes out to all y'all looking to buy a new TV. Will it be LCD? Will it be plasma? Well, within this song, you'll find very little information, but hopefully enough. encourage you to do a little bit of research yourself. A little bit of terminology for you here. It goes something like this. Keep running. Black, all the white is white, from the view to the U to the HDMI input, now stay put, unless you're looking from another view. Perspective reasoning, color gamut, never been so true. Reviews available to you on the internet. The links work, don't you fret, as we walked around hand in hand through aisles of supply and demand. These 40 inches are precisely the purchases by, yeah. Yo, 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 big up, big up. Y'all looking to travel on above 6,500 feet? You go LCD. Increases and decreases in air pressure. It don't matter, matter, matter.
Keep running around. Splendid, defended, you may be. If you see burnt out chromaticity, RGB, 1, 2, 3, Toshiba, and follow me. Battle all the warranties, new warranties, distracted freeze, luminous crystal imagery with a knife, a slice of the color bleeds upon the floor. Upon the
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, yo?
Back here in studio, this is Cabrini with Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's here with me this week, thank Woo! God. Thank God he's putting me in my place, making sure he tells me when I'm screwing up. We're doing our back-to-school special here. We've had some prizes giveaway. We still have some more prizes, so make sure you give us a call at 604-822-2487 because we want to just give you a prize if you're a student. That last song you heard was also LCD versus Plasma TV by Newbie Newbinson and the Boomsday Alliance. Now, is the newbie part different than the Boomsday Alliance part? Is that a separate faction of people? Like, are three of you part of the Boomsday and some of you also part of the newbie?
Well, actually, that's really a good question. See,
thank
Boomsday
you.
Alliance.
I just thought of it.
That's awesome. On the Boomsday Alliance is actually our live collection, similar to a lounge show of sorts. The Double Boomskis itself is a spaceship owned by Newbie Newbinson and that we are all a crew apart. And I've been a crew member for a few years now. I was actually found walking downtown Mecca 5. I'm MD. I have a good time.
Who is the longest member?
I think it is actually original. The
How
Double
did it
Boomskis.
Start?
These two gentlemen to my media left, Zenith D and Noah, Dr. No.
Dr. No. Zrook. And Zena D, Black yeah. Rose, and Those Gray are, Hat.
Big ups.
That's how I have your names down there, so I remember them. How did it all get started?
Well, pretty much I met Noah, Dr. No, of course, back when we played in a band called Midway to Hell Jazz Club. That we saw a lot of potential
like that
with.
Band.
Yeah. It was wicked. Big shout out to those guys. It was awesome. Because me and Noah got to meet through it too, and it was a good time. Anyways, through that, me and Noah started working on tracks on the side and came up with a couple tracks and decided this was a lot more fun and we wanted to focus on just one project, and so we split ways and formed Newbie Newbinson and the Double Boomskis. Yeah.
But it seems like, as you said just in that last break about how many members you have, that it's actually like way more work.
Well, no, it's
or is it just because you have so many
work.
People
yeah, it's
involved?
Less work because you know you're dealing with the musicians that are the perfect people for the job, and you never
because
have
they want to do it, or why
exactly.
are they? The, yeah,
because they have a desire, and that's why they're here with us.
Right.
So,
What is.
Exactly.
There's like a lot of genres that we want to do. So all the people that we know that like different genres, like we'll just get them to come in for those songs, and they can just come in, drop even just one part of one song on guitar or something, you know what I mean? And then they're gone, and then cool. Like,
so take us through some of the styles that you guys like to cover. Do you cover it, like everything, or do you just...
Elephants.
Elephants.
You're a genre-puking monster.
You're a genre-puke. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, basically, we'll cover any spectrum.
Because that's our show here. I mean, we've talked about it lots of times. I mean, E-Rock, like, we love doing every week's a little bit something different. But it's cool, all man. Still, like, the entertainment. And so
it's a melting pot, man.
Exactly. I
mean, you just got to, like, come to the fact that you would like different genres, regardless of, you know, trying to maintain a certain clique or anything like that. Admit that you like different genres, combine them all together, and come up with something like massive and something new all the time. Like, you can always grow. Always
grow. I think that's why we've gotten along in, like, musically, was because you play all the different sort of things like that.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. I thought everybody
got along. He's even looking out for me. I love it.
He's such a good manager, that.
Quick shout out to another member.
You got the sweet goatee.
He does have a good goatee.
Kind of like a gazelle. Speaking of beers, and quick shout out to another member, the main man KTR, Carl Red.
Oh, yeah. Carl the Reddy Kenny.
And now for shout outs.
Big ups to KTR. He's jamming with Imputers of Progress tonight. Yeah. We heard a rumor around the Galactic Way that he's actually beardless tonight. He's going to be on Granville Island with us at Backstage Lounge on September 17th.
Yeah.
And real quick, I'd like to give a big thanks to Danielle, who lent us her car, so we could actually get up here tonight. Yeah. Otherwise, we'd be either busting it or cabbing it or something. So, Danielle, thank you very much for your car.
We love you, girl. Shout out session over.
I love you too, Danielle.
Yeah, I know.
Baby doll.
Big up Sam Easy too.
We're here at CITR 101.9. We're talking with Newbie Newbinson and the Boomsday Alliance. We're also talking Back to School Days here on Cab Radio. You can give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR. You hear that? Super school. Fast. Let's get into another track, and then we'll come back and do some upcoming events, and we'll chat with you guys a little bit more. So we're going to do the
Onarians?
Onarians? Are we going to do that one?
Oh, shit.
It's a little mix of, it gets crazy and then it gets nice and chill.
So what do you mean? We'll describe crazy just before we hear it.
This is when we crash land on a planet, and then we discover this crazy race called the Onarians, and they help rebuild our ship, teach us a couple riffs, and then send us on our way.
All right. Well, here we go. It's Newman Newmans and the Boomsday Alliance here on Cab Radio.
What year did this happen?
Jesus.
3091.
Thanks.
When we last joined our fearless adventurers in an epic quest to find a being known as Newbie Newbinson, the search led them to places unknown to all. Choice left.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
It's the first day back to school.
Now what to do?
This is upcoming events with Teddy Smooth.
Hey, I don't know if any of you have heard, but the Liberal BC government is trying to take cuts out of arts in this province. And tomorrow there is a rally to protest the arts funding cuts. If you're at all interested in stuff like this, which should be if you're in the arts, because they're not doing a real cool job there in government to the art people, even though we outnumber a lot of other areas of BC that have lots of employment. So check out the rally tomorrow. It's a really good idea to go down. Make sure your voice is heard. It's going to be at the Vancouver Art Gallery, and it starts at noon, and it's going to go till 1 p.m. So you only got an hour, so don't be late. Make sure you show up in force. Tell the government that you want your art to be recognized and you want your art to mean something in this province. Also, tomorrow is the very beginning of the Fringe Festival. Now, we had Franklin T. Schneider on the program last week talking about the Fringe. It's a great interview, and he'll tell you all about the Fringe and all the stuff you want to know. So make sure you check out that maybe on the podcast. Go to CITR.ca under Schedules and Podcasts. Also, check out the website, VancouverFringe.com. I'm actually going to be playing there next Saturday as well, so I'll get to that for the Saturday announcement. But check out the Fringe Festival. Starts tomorrow. It's awesome. Friday midnight, Muppet Double Bill at the Rio Theater. That's this Friday. I got tickets to give away for that too, so give us a call, 604-822-2487. Dark Crystal is actually going to be on its 35mm print, which is going to be amazing because it's going to be all the original colors and everything like that. And then if you want to stick around as well, there's Labyrinth going to be playing right after that. Also Jim Henson starring David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly. So that is the Rio Theater this Friday night at midnight, or 11:55 technically, blah blah blah. So Saturday night, come check out the Fringe. I'm going to be playing a set down at the Fringe Bar, which is officially known as the St. Amboise Fringe Bar at Agro Cafe. Long title, I understand why they call it the Fringe Club. I'm going to be playing music down there from 11:30 till about 2:30. It's a smaller little place, but I'm going to be playing some groovy tunes. So check out the Fringe Club, officially known as the St. Ambrose Fringe Bar at Agro Cafe, down on Granville Island. That's this Saturday, September 11th. Now, Sunday, usually I want to talk about kitty nights, but there's no kitty nights. I know, not this week. It's very, very sad. We'll be back the following week, although I'll be away and DJ K-Tel will be taking my place for that week. But no kitty nights this week, so check out Dr. Sketchy's Rock Rebellion. That's going to be at the Wallflower Modern Diner. That's 2420. That's 2420 Main Street. And you know who the model is this time? It's going to be Red from the Pink Flamingo Burlesque Troupe. She's totally hot, so I think you want to check that out. Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School is what happens when a simple question is asked. Why can't figure drawing be sexy? It's part art class, part cabaret, and you want to join for 3 hours of drinking, drawing, and decadence. It's a lot of fun. I modeled one time for them, and it's just a great crowd and a lot of fun to sit in. So that's going to be at the Wallflower Modern Diner this Sunday, from what time? From 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. 2420 Main Street. Again, there is no kiddie nights. So also during the day on Sunday, if you want something fun to do, the Sweet Soul Girls are going to hold a bikini car wash, and that's going to be at the Whip Restaurant. So if you have a dirty bike or a dirty car or any of that sort of stuff that you want to give away, or that you want clean, rather, head on down to the Whip Restaurant. That's going to be from noon until 5 this Sunday, September 13th. Check that out. Again, no kiddie nights, so don't head down for that. Because I also want to thank our back-to-school sponsors tonight. We have Burlesque Cardio with Lola Frost. We already gave that prize away. And we also have the School of Teas with Burgundy Bricks. We're giving away her Go-Go Essentials class for next Wednesday. If you'd like to win that, call us at 604-822-2487. You're going to learn how to do the 1960s style go-go moves and dance steps. And finally, I want to thank the Rio Theater, who they're giving away tickets to their midnight show this Friday at the Rio Theater. It's The Dark Crystal and Labyrinth, starring David Bowie. Both awesome movies, and The Dark Crystal's in 35mm print, so check that out. Hey, you know what? That's upcoming events for this week. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We are here with Newbie Newbinson and the Boomsday Alliance, and they're going to be back in studio right after this. But here is their song. It's called Death From Below.
The trial of the millennium is about to commence. The Honorable Judge Newbie Newbinson presiding. The prosecution, Denny D, Dr. No. The defendant, the Philly Corporation.
We're gonna make it.
Back here in the studio with Cab Radio. We're celebrating our back to school special here. We've given away some prizes. We played school day music. School, what a glorious time. What a terrible time it can be. School. E-Rock, did you ever have like a real shit experience in school? Did you like school, or what was your experience with school?
I wouldn't say I liked school. I went to school, and I did what I needed to do to get out of school.
Right.
I really enjoyed drama and PE.
You would.
Did very well in those, but I got a D one time. My mom grounded me.
Didn't you get a C in improv class once?
Fuck that, okay?
All right. That, we're judging up old memories here. That's
we just didn't get along, me and the
E-Rock
teacher.
Didn't get along with the teacher, and she gave him a C.
The way she didn't like.
I got straight A's, no big deal. Anyways, we're back here in studio with Newbie Newbison and the Boomsday Alliance. Their show is September 17th. That's next Thursday at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. $5. And you get to see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you guys talked. 7, 9, there's 10, 11, 12 there's bands. A six person. One of your buddies is also added, right? So that's six bands for $5.
More or
less. So that's at a buck a band. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh yeah,
it's like 5 cent candies.
Anyways, it's an okay drop deal, one little thing about the show.
Okay,
we're actually taking all the proceeds that we earn from that show.
The door,
and it's going to be matched. Well,
giving it to
all
your
the
spaceship.
Get it at the door. I got C-Mart directing me here, so the strings are getting a little tight.
Smart, we love
but here we go.
The guy who won't
so
actually
we,
go in
we
the
take
mic.
The door, and we're going to be matched by Harbor Air Seaplanes. They're going to match us for this charity. So
nice. What's the charity?
It's BC Music Foundation. So
what does awesome. That charity
basically
do?
Basically supporting
cute
know,
little
music.
Kids that can't afford instruments.
The government took all our fucking money.
Yeah. Speaking of money, yes, we lose all of it to all of our art funding that gets slashed. And remember that protest last week in Granville? That was us. Remember that?
No, I just talked about the upcoming events. There's a protest tomorrow at the art gallery.
It starts with the art gallery at noon.
Yeah, exactly.
The BC cuts like $40 million.
I know they tried to say that they were coming back, but
they gave some of it back. Yeah. They took some of it away. Very, very governmental.
You could also turn your Facebook status to gray, which some people are doing.
Just know that it's happening, and that it's really, really sad. And that don't just tell people that you know, but tell your parents, tell you the people in Newfoundland, tell people in England, tell people in Amsterdam, tell people all around the world that this is happening there, because it's all connected, and it'll come down the pipe. And
no, for sure.
If
I mean,
anything you can do, just talk about it and how much it sucks.
The government's even talked about how they make more money on artists, but like, there's more artists than there are forestry, mining, and everything combined, and yet arts always get slashed.
Yeah. Make sure you also tell the people in Praxillion 12. Those guys are really big supporters back out there.
We're here with Newman Newmanson and the Boomsday Alliance. There's Dr. No. There's MD. There's Diamond. There's Zenny D. There's
Diamond.
Shdarn.
Yep.
Chardon. And C-Mart's in the background here, whispering secrets.
Do you honestly have a
stress mark just kind of hanging out by the door there?
Well, he
look at that guy's hair, though. C-Mart, look at your hair.
It's awesome. I love it.
Basically tells where we're at based on his hairstyle. If it's wild, we're wild. It's
crazy. So we've heard some three songs from you guys, and they've been pretty different.
Iffy.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah, so, well, that's...
I was just going to say... we heard right before when we first came back, we were talking in studio here that you guys were thinking of maybe doing a little freestyle. And
that's true.
That's what I heard.
I just
we got a heavy hitter here.
I don't know if I agree, but
no. Some say number one draft picks of Wickstein, but I don't know. Yeah. That's not me.
No, here we go.
Well,
if you got a beat, he will do it.
Well, I do have a beat.
Do you have any Earth beats from Earth DJ Premier?
Yeah. No, and I can't tell you what the beat is. You're
if they're not from Earth,
to.
They might be right, kind
that's
of like
even better.
It's all just off the top. I don't know.
All right, that's cool.
I don't know if it's your type of beat, what it is. But I hope it'll do.
So this is MD.
Yeah, MD.
He's gonna do the freestyle here.
MD.
Almost got the beer going. MD.
I like this going because
right.
The shots.
Are you ready? You got.
Of course, die right. Slow.
I hope this is gonna work on here.
3, 2, 1.
Yo, I need some headphones. Is what's going on?
Oh, here you go.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense.
There you go. We'll have to.
Yeah, not even cliche. Oh, I need headphones. It's like really. Give me some headphones. All right, yo, thanks for that. Doctor, no, always on the job.
That's right. Perfect.
See what happens.
Ready? Where's the beats? I need some. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
MD. What the? 1, 2. These cats can't even hear it in the studio, but I'm gonna do it like this. All right. Check it out.
My life is not the hardest, but hardest is how I fight. My life is different artists every night. Start from the jump, MD. See what I'm saying? Put it like this. Every night a different artist every night. Now my life is not the hardest, but hardest is how I fight. Like a critical hit, typical if you're sick. Lift up your wrist like Ric Flair's fist when he wins this decision. His final face, faculty's cult, pushing back with no fault. I spit with backwards results, you know, match for me, halt. I tip your hat and we waltz, no backpack, but I got strapped tans at Walt Disney. No Mickey, never gone, never been, can't move on, but a blonde's never wrong when a friend's. All the calm before the storm, I'll be gone before the morn. If I'm involved and they'll be porn, I'm Cobra Khan before you're born. Long before you're torn, kick ripping from mother. This is no other than MD fighting with his brothers. Boomstay. Character select. MD. Boom. CITR. Big ups, big ups. Thanks for having us out and having me up. Well, I never sleep. Mickey D, I never seem to creep over myself or produce my own beats. Boom, boom, boom. Ah.
Yeah.
MD.
That's how we get the best of the best.
Nice. That was all right.
Number one draft.
Number one, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Now, I got to say something. I love freestyling, and I try to do it myself.
Yeah,
however,
well, actually, I was going to say, E-Rock.
You freestyle. Don't put me on the spot.
I think we should get E-Rock to freestyle. Represent Cabaret.
Yeah, yeah, E-Rock freestyle. Let's see what's up.
He does have a really good freestyle.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to pick a beat here for you.
I guess I'm being put on the spot here.
Got it.
All right, you ready?
Just a little
hold
bit.
Hold on, no, I'm not. I need this plugged back in.
You're being put on the pedestal, really.
Zebras.
On the spot.
Yeah. Real fair.
Which one do I want?
Oh, big ups to E-Rock.
Shit, I got something in my headphones.
You know what, out in Northwest, we got fucking mad love for you. I mean, swearing and all, so can. So can, don't cut my checks because I swore on this, all right? I love you. I love you.
All right.
What do you doing to me, Teddy?
E-Rock, here's your instrumental. Let's represent Cab Radio here, buddy.
Boomsday!
All right, ready?
Hyenas?
No, I'm not ready, but...
Here we go.
Let me think.
Yeah! You guys can't hear the... Oh! Actually, you can.
As a matter, this is E-Rock. I'm here to represent the Cab Radio now. Come on, man, it's all. We're gonna get going now. We started at 11, but we're gonna be going until we're drunk or till maybe we going to heaven. I don't know. We got to see, but I'm gonna flow anyway, cause I.
Wow, this is a different beat. I've never really.
Oh,
I'm super nervous here. I got nothing compared to the Boomsday Alliance, but. Hold on.
Ready?
Wait, we're gonna try to.
What?
Wait, you get two tries?
I gotta start to kick it now, my flow is about to go. I'm spitting this lyrical shit out of my mouth, so let me introduce you to something you don't know. It's a little bit of this, it's my funky flow. On Cabaret Radio, I don't know if you understand it. You've been listening ever since we'd had it. Oh, since way back in about April when we got the show going, now we on a roll. You wanna listen in, come on every night, 10 o'clock p.m. we... Oh, wait, that's not right. We gotta do it at 11. Oh, yeah, we gotta get it back, baby, till about 12:30 or so.
I can't do anymore.
E-Rock! E-Rock! Recovery savage.
Boom. Nice. That was okay.
I know.
Ridiculous.
We're at 10
boom,
o'clock.
No,
we
have
11. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that ain't quite right.
It's not right. It's at 11.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
We go see Rock and have you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That gave me time to drink. That was nice. That was
I need a shot after that.
Yeah. Big ups.
Hippopotamus.
Rap hippopotamus. Rhymes of bottomless.
Hippopotamus. That's one of my favorite artists. That guy's so. So wicked.
In case you're just tuning in, this is CITR 101.9. We're here with Cab Radio. That was E-Rock's freestyle. Followed just before that with MD's freestyle from Newbie Noobs in the Boomsday Alliance. Mm. They got a show next Thursday. I gotta quit doing that. This hat is driving me crazy. I keep bumping the mic and it's just all over the
DJ
place.
Mo,
I can't do that.
Backwards.
They got a show next Thursday, September 17th at the Backstage Lounge. That's on Granville Island. Tickets are only $5. You
that's
guys are
sweet.
Some cheap bitches.
Charity.
I know. We try
can't
to be.
It's hard, but we do.
All this music, all this. You guys, you gotta trust me that I know what I'm doing.
You do, man.
Yo, C-Mart. I've done this before.
Yo.
Sumar mentally telepaths most of those messages. I'm sorry if some of them run off.
Don't worry, I've done this a couple of weeks now. This is all for charity, so you guys should go check this show out. It's called The Night with Newbie. There's like six different bands, and all the charity money is going to go to it's to help underprivileged children with who can learn. Yeah, who can't afford instruments. So there we go. We're going to get to another song, and I hear there's a story behind this song.
What do we got?
We're going to do with a Renegade. Yeah, what's the story behind this?
Actually, this song is about actually how Zenith and myself are cleaning the double boom skis, and we're actually, you know, because a lot of people think it's a lot of glamour and stuff, but really, you got to clean that ship. It's got to be, sometimes you got to really be put a lot of effort in. Like, you don't know what space dust can really do to a hull. Anyway, true. So like, straight up, we
lots
just we clean
damage.
It, and as we talk, this is what we sing, and especially I'd say the last minute and a half or so, that's really our whistle while you work, if you feel me. Alright, yeah, let's put up big ups to Boomsday Alliance.
I'll say something quick here too. It's a collection of another member, David Wren, and also Glenn Jameson.
Those guys,
so we've got a lot of featurettes in this one, so this is what we came up with.
All right, well, this is Renegade by Noobie Noobison and the Boomsday Alliance here on Cab Radio CITR 101.9 FM.
Producing beats for us tonight, Mr. David Rem, a.k.a. The Renegade. On bass, Dr. No, that's K-N-O-W. McGee and myself on vocals. I did a little bit of guitar, too.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Now, it's time for Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Hi, it's Teddy Smooth. In this episode, love. You and I have a great sexual connection. In fact, it's pretty freaking fantastic. But sometimes, sex is just sex. And it doesn't equal love. See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Because they lived in outer space, the sounds they made were different.
Got to lose in grew smooth to proof in ground. Meteoric divine sounds around abound and bound. A hidden lounge to find. Tick it down, tick it, tick it, tick it, bow, bow, bow. Tick it down, tick it, tick it, bow, bow, bow. Girl with a fine touch, don't do phone home. Tell them that you will be late. And amongst the space debris, we'll give it half a chance to take. The absolute geosynchronistic dreams gleam. And so forth, I'd like to say. Don't do phone home, tell them that you will be late. And amidst the space debris, we'll give it that little chance to take.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Newbie
Newbies. We'd like to thank a few of our special guests for coming out this evening. Miss Machine, always a pleasure. Haven't seen you since the beaches of Old Sick 4. Billy Richards, J.S. Swanson Jr. Cohen Sons.
Oh,
be Space Debris off of the album Newbie Newbison and the Double Boomskis, Season 2, Tales from the Galactitour
3091.
Yes. I was just asking earlier here, talking to Stress Mark, and I was asking about the first one, season one.
It's rare now.
Yeah, it's totally rare. I hear that, definitely. And I was trying to figure out how I was going to get a hold of it to throw on my playlist here.
Once you drop a track with us, I think, man.
Okay.
That's the deal, man. You drop a track with us.
You like unlock a reward, right? It's like Zelda.
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll even play a little ditty for you.
Nice.
Then we'll hand it to you.
Excellent, excellent. I like it.
That'd be sweet. Well, we're coming to the end of our show here at Cab Radio. This has been our back-to-school special. We still have a few prizes to give away, and if you don't hear any winners by the time this podcast ends, if you're on the podcast, make sure to write me at cabradio@gmail.com. See, my hat again.
Why'd you turn it back around?
I don't know.
You're in DJ mode.
I know.
Way better.
I gotta do DJ. Okay, cool, so we have some prizes. We still have some prizes. We still have the Go-Go Essentials to give away. That's 2 hours of 60 style Go-Go moves and dance steps.
I think Greg wanted that one.
Two pairs of tickets to the Dark Crystal this Friday at the Rio Theater as part of their double midnight feature, which is the Dark Crystal and Labyrinth. So give us a call right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBCCITR. Or if you're on a podcast, just check us out at citr.ca under schedules and podcasts, or on iTunes, search CITR-CabRadio. I'm Teddy Smooth. We're here with E-Rock. We have Newbie Newbison and the Boomstay Alliance. They have a charity show at, where is it? Oh, now I can't get that right. The Backstage Lounge next Thursday, September 17th. They're going to be with Flags, Pocket Kings, and Peters of Progress, MD. And it's all going to charity, which is the BC Music Charity Foundation, which helps underprivileged children get access to music. You can check them out at bcmusic.org. We've been playing them for the last 45 minutes or so. We've heard a whole bunch of their music. We're here with Dr. No. And Zenny D there. We also have C-Mart in the background.
The BKG.
The quick name that I haven't been able to pronounce.
Chardon?
Oh, yeah. Diamond. And,
Diamond's right here. Yeah.
And we got MD, who had a freestyle battle with E-Rock of Cab Radio just a few minutes ago.
Huge battle. It was a tie.
It was more of like a verbal skirmish.
A verbal slap fest.
A learning experience, nonetheless.
One of us walked away clean. It was good.
I think I battled myself when I said that Cab Radio started at 10 and had to kind of get back on
that. Was a great turnaround, though, I must admit.
Big ups.
10, no, 11.
Hey, I want to give one more shout out, though.
Okay.
As a finale for us is Machine, aka Michelle, who's over in Asia right now, every which way.
Oh, but, Michi.
Yeah, Carberry remembers. Did some live stuff with her, but yeah, she helped us out on season 2 big time, so she's all the female vocals you hear. Other than me squeezing my nuts too hard.
So other than this charity event, where else can these people check you out? Do you have any shows coming up?
Oh.
Or where is it? You have a MySpace account, or you have all that stuff?
Just go to
NoobieNoobison.com
if you can spell that.
Newbie Noobison. Let's go. N-O-O-B-I-E. N-O-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Incorrect. Anyway.
No?
That's incorrect.
No, that's correct.
What did I say?
You go to NoobieNoobison.com, click on music, it'll go to our Bandcamp site. That's pretty much the only thing we have up right now. There's a few little factoids here and there, but check it out. Click on music, and you can find our stuff on
all the different Bandcamp. Shows, all the info.
Yeah, myspace.com/NoobieNoobison. Simple enough, you know.
Sweet.
Just type something similar to that name, it's going to come up
in
somewhere
Google.
For sure.
Google.
Just remember, double
just
O's
hit it.
And not E-W.
C-Mars just telling us to hit it. Just hit it.
One of those drunken Google nights.
Yeah, in NoobieNoobison, just like literally type that into Google. Yeah, you're done. Just type Newman Newman into Google. Yep.
I hear when you pull mics around, it feels nice on air.
Hey, C-Mart, how's your hair doing?
And KTR, thanks again, buddy.
KTR!
Hey, KTR, how's your beard?
Smooth, man. Sorry about the engineering.
All right, well, we're pretty much out of time here, so we're gonna say goodbye.
Honestly,
I'd like to thank...
Thanks a lot for having me, man.
Yeah, no, thank you.
We would like...
we would love to thank you guys for having us.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the boat.
Totally.
No,
not to mention
no, guys.
I'm
thank
sure
you guys.
No, no. Never have nice words.
No,
let's be nicer than you.
You I guys, will. Shut up. Thank you. Okay, thank
you.
You. No, Cab Radio thanks you guys because you guys are just so awesome.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you guys are swell, aren't they, E-Rock? My name is Teddy Smooth. I'm here with E-Rock right now. We're here at Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We had Newbie Newbison and the Boom Day Alliance in our back to school special.
Have you ever? I know this is kind of off topic, but it just got me thinking because you were doing a voice there. Right. Have you ever heard those satellite radio stations where it's like, you're listening to Max Trax?
Wow, it's like in the middle of nowhere. You listen to the Eagles, and then you listen to, like, I don't know, Tony Braxton, and all of a sudden you're like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, what the hell?
Maybe we could do a Cab Radio. You're listening to Cab Radio. Hey. No?
No.
Okay, not to do that again. Great.
Notice the silence in the background.
Future reference.
All right.
Crickets, are we still references. Online?
Gentlemen, we're out of time. We're gonna say bye to Newbie Newmanson and the Boomstay Alliance. We're going to say bye to the Back to School special. If you're going back to school, congratulations. You know, make sure you're doing something you want to do and not your parents. If you're not going back to school, you're not a loser. You know, you could be just wanting to do something else in your life. Me and E-Rock have never... And look at us. We got, like, a free show on
Sunday. Yeah, we're doing great. Yeah.
I don't even think you finished a sentence.
We're doing
there.
Fucking awesome, Teddy.
So, you know, if you're back to school, congratulations. Hey, tune in to CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, every Tuesday night at 11 on CITR 101.9. You can catch our podcast at CITR.ca or... on iTunes, search CITR-Cab Radio. We have one more Newbie Newbitson song here. We're going to get to track 10 off their Season 2 album, Tales from the Galactic Tour.
Galactic Tour.
What year?
3091.
Okay. We got track 10 here, Currency Among Thieves. So I'd like to thank all our guests. We'll see you next week. We got...
thanks a lot, man.
In two weeks, we have our Fringe wrap-up with Franklin. He's going to be back, so make sure you tune in for that. CITR 101.9. It's all good. Make sure to stay tuned for Cab Radio After Dark.
After
Jesus.
Dark.
Yeah.
After I got to swallow. For right now, this is Currency Among Thieves from Season 2, Newbie Newbison and the Boomstay Alliance. Their show is next Thursday at the Backstage Lounge, Granville Island. $5 goes to charity. 6 bands.
Can't lose.
Can't lose. You can't lose.
Insert coin.
Personally, my words worth in time and life. Search words for rhymes, I write my first verse, I liked. My personal performance is hype, I like an experience, I know it makes me feel right. New conversations, decisions, making means, rolling greens with beans and hands and knees. When I'm content, let only discussion to the right. What I meant was my only instructions. Bitch, proposition, dish the list of time. A twist bliss that'll rip your mind. The first of it murders me. Words are black and now they work perfectly. Virtually every person he personally personifies a nerd in me. Observe, you'll see an insurgency. Best times testify, no perjures. Nope. They operate all day through twilight. Stained glass skylights highlight. Figures we're told to believe. With lessons struck down, we must be. Take to relate the state.
at which they play the cash list. They stain the past list of those who chose to rise and rose as prophetic as a rhyme. Is the time to go? Call roll for the crow, dress roll for two. Munich will propose to bomb you, embalm you, cremate for foes. Each state they chose, we take the clothes and we reach our goals. When we speak the codes, we trying to rhyme like you do. Each cruise is breach through, speak abuse, reach through. Ladies and gentlemen,
you got me here, let's do it.
Noobie Noobinson in the double boost.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.